我们一起同心祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，愿你这时候在我们当中，你的话再一次将你爱子带到我们的面前，更让我们被你自己的爱子所引导、所光照，你自己圣灵交通感动，指示我们，安慰我们，扶持我们，激励我们，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们一起来看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 7.
14到24节。
Verse 14 to 24.Verse 14, not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, how did the man get such learning without having studied? Jesus answered, my teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself, but he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There's nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me? You are demon-possessed, the crowd answered. Who is trying to kill you? Jesus said to them, I did one miracle and you are all astonished. Yet because Jesus gave you circumcision, though it did not come from Moses but from the patriarchs, you circumcised a child on the Sabbath.Now, if a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment.
七章十四节那一句话，也就是今天最后这是经文最后一句话说，不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
Let's revisit verse 24. Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment.
那好像是因为耶稣的外表，耶稣的样子，所以人家不接受他。
So it seems like people were not accepting of Jesus' external appearances.
那我们建议耶稣去整容好吗？
Then let's suggest that Jesus go for plastic surgery.
我本来今天题目要这样定了，耶稣要去整容吗？
This was my original intention for the topic today. Should Jesus go for plastic surgery?
我想我们好多人在我们的这个生活、现实生活、工作里面，一定有像耶稣这样的经验。
I think all of us in our daily lives probably have experienced what Jesus is experiencing here today.
尤其是我们刚刚毕业出来工作的人。
And perhaps the ones who just graduated from school and looking for a job.
或者是我们在某一个群体当中，我们算是比较年轻的人。
Or perhaps in certain groups we are considered among the young.
总是没有人要听我们讲的东西。
No one seemed to want to listen to what we have to say.
或者是不会很看重我们讲的东西。
Or take what we want to say seriously.
因为我们年轻。
Because we are young.
因为我们经验不够。
Because we are not experienced.
或者因为我们看起来呢？不够 solid
that we don't look like we have substance or solid enough.
这样可能我们想想，我们大概要去做一点事情吧。
Then we think that we want to make some modification.
我记得好多年前有一个人跟我说。
I remember quite a few years ago, someone said this to me.
他是做这个地产业的。
He is a real estate developer.
他说人家看你驾的车。
When someone looks at the car that you drive,
都会。对你所介绍的这个产业，有不同的感觉。
They have different impression of the product that you're trying to sell based on the car that you drive.
你看到现实是这么残酷的。
Yeah, you see that reality is cruel.
可能你还没有赚到钱，你一定要花很多钱投资先，可能要驾一辆大的这个汽车。
So perhaps you have not made much money, but you actually have to invest a lot of money to drive a nice car.
但是问题是，这些是真的这么决定性的吗？
But the question is this really that decisive?
会不会只是一个开始的阶段而已？
Or this is the beginning of a stage.
当我第一次把我的名片给人家的时候，
When I first gave my business card away,
我很少发名片的。
I very seldom do I actually give my business card
away. 因为我的名片就只有喜年堂，然后陈长安牧师，就是这样。
because his business card only says Jubilee Church and Pastor Tan Tiong An.
这样我跟你见面的时候握手 就可以了嘛，我就跟你讲我是陈长安。
So all I need to do is just shake your hands when I meet you and tell you that I'm Pastor Chang An.
那么通常呢，你如果想要联络我，我是亲自呢写那个号码给你的，我是很用手亲自写在给你的。
So the card has no phone number, so he'll handwrite his number for you if you want to contact him.
那么有人跟我说你的卡片这样空空没有东西。
Someone tells me that because my card is empty.
没有什么喜年堂主任牧师。
Yeah, there's no just lead pastor for the church.
什么神学院毕业，什么这个学位。
There has no credentials or.
什么多年的这个培训老师，什么一大堆这些。
It does not list any experience or credentials.
我说很可能人家看了之后就不打你当一回事。
Yeah, many people will look at the card and just disregard you.
我想可能。
That's possible.
但是另外一方面怎么办呢？
From another angle, what should we do about this?
我想到主耶稣也有同样的经验。
I remember that Jesus had a similar experience.
他在他们的犹太人的这个当中讲话，他们不打他当一回事。
When he spoke among the Jews disregarded him.
他遭遇到的是更加糟糕的，他们甚至要呢除掉他。
Certainly he encountered something worse. They're trying to get rid of him.
他说：“你们是凭外貌判断人的。”
He said, "You guys are judging by physical mere appearances."
约翰把我们带进这样的一个事情里面。
John took us into this incident.
约翰福音是一个一本表达手法很特别的一本书。
There's a unique approach to the way that John presented the gospel.
他给我们看到说，主耶稣，上帝的道。成肉身，然后来到我们的人的时空间里面。
John showed us that Jesus became flesh and became among men.
然后他本来跟我们不一样的。
He was not the same as us before.
但是他又像我们一样，然后在我们来到我们当中。
But he became one of us and came to be among us.
然后他来跟我们会遇。Encounter.
He had an encounter with us.
很多年前那个 ET， 你还记得吗？
In the 1980s, there's a movie called the ET.
那你就看到说一幕又一幕，当主耶稣碰到人，或者是龙碰到主耶稣，就发生一些事情了。
And you see that incidents after Jesus interacted with people, certain things happen.
那你就看到说生命改变，生命出现。这个转变。
And you see that lives were transformed.
我们每一天都碰到很多人。
We certainly run into a lot of people every day.
我每天都碰到很多事情。
We certainly see or run into things every day.
除非你把你自己关起来，你不出门。
Unless you lock yourself up and not go out.
所以这个会遇encountering 是一直都在发生的事情。
So this encounter happens very often.
那么你也碰到很多的人，碰到很多的事。
And you certainly run into a lot of people and do a lot of things.
我们所信的这个耶稣也曾经有过这样的生活跟这样的经验。
And the Jesus we believe in certainly has similar experiences.
那你会看到说他所经验、他所碰到的有很多跟我们是一样的。
And what you see is that what he experienced is very similar to what we are experiencing today.
我希望今天约翰把我们带进去这样的一个情况。
I hope that John will bring us into this incident today.
然后我也把你带进这个耶稣碰到的情况的里面。
And we can bring you into the incident that Jesus had experienced.
然后我设法把那个情形再给你们这个了解一下。
And we will go into detail in terms of the incident.
你听的时候，你想象你也在那个情况的里面。
And let's imagine that you are among the people within the incident.
然后你感受上帝要你感受的。
And feel what God wants you to feel.
上帝借着这样的一个事情让你去感受你从他身上所要感受的。
And through this incident, what God would like you to experience for yourself.
然后最后呢，可能你自己决定一下，你觉得今天这个题目应该怎么定。
And then you can decide what the title of this sermon should be after thinking through this.
因为我常常有一个很头痛的问题，就是 what is your theme?你的主题是什么？
Masan always has struggles with the theme for his sermon.
因为我觉得当我们进入整个事情的时候，
so because he feels that whenever we look at such issues,
你会感受到很多，你会体会到那个意义的。
I think you actually experience a lot of this yourself.
但是有时候你只是要用一句话来讲的时候，你会把很多东西都略掉。
But I think when you try to summarize this into one phrase, I think it actually negates a lot of what you experience.
当然我在华语崇拜已经讲过，也有一个题目了。
Certainly, I've spoken this in the Chinese congregation, and I had a theme for the sermon.
不，我希望今天在这里讲的这个题目，最后由你们来建议。
But I hope that you guys will come up with your own personalized theme after listening to the sermon.
好，我们再回到主耶稣的身上。
Now let's return back to the life of Jesus.
让我们很快的来看说，主耶稣他一直被人家拒绝，他一直不被人家认同，他一直不被人家，我不要说尊重。甚至就是 都不听他 不真的去听他讲什么。
I think let's go back to the life of Jesus where we consistently see him being rejected and ostracized.
而包括他自己的家里人。
And certainly including his family.
你看第七章这个开始的时候。
Now let's look at the beginning of chapter 7.
第三第四节是他的兄弟他的弟兄跟他说的。
Verse 3 and 4 is actually what the brothers of Jesus have said to him.
他说我看你这一阵子讲的话做了一些事情好像你好像要使自己出名。
I think it seems like what you have been trying to do or say lately, just we're trying to get yourself famous.
那第四节呢他就说如果你要出名的话呢你不应该在这个甘榜你应该去耶路撒冷。
In verse 4 it says, when, if you're trying to be famous, you shouldn't stay in this village, you should go to Jerusalem.
因为在加利利算是这个乌鲁乌鲁 place.
Because Galilee is considered somewhat of an obscure place.
那么耶路撒冷当然是犹太人的一个宗教，在他当时是一个宗教的一个很重要的地方。
And certainly Jerusalem was the center of, for the Jews back then.
那时候又有开始要过这个节日。
And certainly back then was just the beginning of the feast.
你看他的兄弟他的弟兄对他的了解也是这样
and you can see that his brothers certainly have very limited understanding of Jesus
大概他们也听到说耶稣在外面一段日子了好像他好像有了一些影响或者说有一些人可能呢要跟着他了
and I'm certainly they have heard that Jesus has some influence for his days outside and that some people are trying to follow him
然后他们以为说你就是要使你自己出名而已
and they thought that he just wanted to be famous himself
但是今天我们所看到的这个经文呢
But we certainly see from the passage today.
第十四节说到了节期耶稣上殿里去教训人。
Verse 14, it says, not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach.
这个节期呢是一个犹太人会有很多犹太人都聚集到耶路撒冷。
And this is the feast when a lot of Jews were actually gathered in Jerusalem.
那么圣殿当然是一个很重要很这个时候一个很多人去的地方。
And certainly the temple is a place where a lot of Jews gathered as well.
那耶稣也照样进了里面去。
And Jesus went to the temple.
他就开始教训人。
And he started to teach.
我想我们今天教堂教会跟当时不大一样。
Certainly I don't think the church today is similar to the temples back then.
不会有随便任何一个人说我要上台讲道就可以讲道。
Not that anyone who wanted to speak could actually come up to the podium and speak.
但是我们看到说当年耶稣的他们到圣殿他可以这样做。
And we could see that Jesus could actually simply go up and teach at the temple.
然后那一些圣殿负责圣殿的人
And people who are responsible for running the temple.
他们就开始讲话了。
And they started to talk among themselves.
这个人没有文凭的。
This person has no certification.
可能 O level 都没有，他怎么会懂得这样的书呢
？He was not educated, so how could actually know such teachings?
然后另外一些人呢，就说他怎么他什么背景的呢
？Others would say, what was his background?
啊，就像我们今天很多人有经验到的。
Certainly, I think this is similar to what we are experiencing. Some of us are experiencing today.
我们没有一张很。漂亮的文凭。
We don't have a fancy diploma.
我们不是从一个很出名的地方毕业出来的。
We did not graduate from an elite school.
所以可能我们讲话或者是我们要做的事情，我们要推销的东西，可能没有人呢会放在眼里的。
So people might not take what we want to say or sell seriously.
耶稣在他的那个环境里面，在他的那个。时代里面，他一样遭遇到这样的事情。
Jesus certainly faced a similar problem during his time.
更何况他是要来讲上帝的事情。
And he's actually more difficult for him because he's talking about God.
圣殿的那一些负责人当然是最有资格，而且是一路来整个传统呢，就是只有由他们说的。
So certainly, I think the people who are running the temple are the most qualified, and they have been historically been responsible for doing this.
那么耶稣要面对他们。
And Jesus has to face his people.
耶稣要面对他们的这个挑战，耶稣要面对他们的那种排斥。
And Jesus has to face the challenges, and Jesus has to face being ostracized by them.
然后耶稣就说：“你们是看我的外貌。”
And Jesus says, "You are only looking at my physical appearance."
但是耶稣不是在这边只是埋怨，不是在这边只是抱怨而已。
And Jesus only here grumbling.
我们看说耶稣怎么样面对这样的一个事情。
And let's see how Jesus actually deals with this incident.
然后我们还要更深入的来看，为什么这些人呢要排挤耶稣
？And let's look at it from a deeper level. Why do these people want to ostracize Jesus?
让我们把整件事情看得更深入、更详细的时候，可能也帮助我们在现实经验里面。我们可以想的更多，我们有更好的心理准备。
I think when we look at this into more detail, perhaps we could use this and leverage into our own life, daily experiences.
耶稣说他们说你是看这个外表的。
And Jesus says that you look at my physical appearance.
耶稣有讲他的理由的。
Jesus actually told them the reason.
耶稣不是只是发牢骚说，因为我的背景，因为我什么，你们认为我没有这个资格，所以你们不听我。
Jesus is not simply mumbling about perhaps his background or his lack of qualification.
不是的，他讲这句话不是在发牢骚，不是在埋怨这样的一个事情。
He's not complaining or grumbling simply because of that.
他是有一个很具体的一个情况而这个这样子说的。
And this is certainly a reason underlying his what he is saying.
就是在这个。二十一节到二十三节这一件事情里面
，I think it's described in verse 21 to 23.
耶稣说：“你们呢，处理事情呢不一致。
”That Jesus says you guys are not consistent in how you handle things.
你们做就可以，我做就不可以。
What you guys can do, I cannot do.
那么我做呢，你们认为不可以，是因为你们觉得呢我不够资格。
And I cannot do this because you do not think I'm qualified.
所以是因为这样子呢，耶稣说你们是看外表。
And that's why Jesus says that because of this, you are judging me by physical appearance.
那次我们在这边，我们就看到说，主耶稣真的是很不容易。
You can certainly see that it was not easy for Jesus.
他其实是带来这个好的东西。
He's certainly bringing good things.
但是他一直呢不被认同，他一直呢不被接受。
And he certainly has not been accepted by people.
当然，不接受他的跟不认同他的呢是某一些人。
And certainly only certain people do not agree or accept them.
我们现在先从这方面来看。
Now let's investigate this a little further.
为什么这些人不接受他？为什么这些人不认同他
？So why do these people not accept him?
那么有一个人，他后来他讲了很公道的话，就是那个尼哥德姆。
Certainly someone actually who made a pretty objective comment, a Nicodemus.
就是在这个第七章第五十节的时候。
I think it's described in chapter 7, verse 50.
他说不先听本人的口供，不知道他做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？
He says, does our law condemn anyone without first hearing him to find out what he's doing?
是，我们常常用我们的想法，或者我们已经有的一种的想法，然后去拒绝一些跟我们不一样的一些的想法。
Certainly, we often use our preconceived notion to reject something that's not consistent with what we have in our minds.
那尼哥德姆说，你都没有好好听他讲什么。
Nicodemus says you did not even listen carefully to what he is saying.
怎么就可以用我们的想法就定他的罪呢
？So how can you use our thinking to just judge him?
是的，耶稣的讲法，耶稣所做的，没有人真正认真的。去好好的去听明听他去听白。
I don't think no one has carefully listened to what Jesus has been teaching.
我们常常都这样。
We certainly do the same quite often.
当我们年轻的时候，我们说人家对我们这样。
When we're young, we'll say people do this to us.
当我们开始老的时候，像我这样。
When you start to age, like pastor.
那我就对年轻人呢，算了，不是这样啦。
Then he will say that to the young people, this is the way it is.
当年呢，我也是说你们从来不听我的。
I felt the same way back when I was young that no one listened to me.
现在呢，有一点经验老了，也不大想听那些年轻的了。
So now that I'm more experienced, I don't feel like listening to you either.
连耶稣呢，也都要遭遇到这样的这样。
So this is the situation that was faced by Jesus.
所以这个是真的是很值得我们好好来这个认识。
And this is something that's worth noting for us.
那么。他们还是要排斥耶稣。
And they still want to ostracize Jesus.
为什么呢
？Why is that so？
我们看第十一章。
All right, let's turn to chapter 11.
第十一章是这一些宗教领袖说的话。
And these are the words of the religious leaders.
他说四十七节，第十一章四十七节，这人行好些神迹，我们怎么办呢？若这样由着他，人都要信他，罗马人也要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。
Verse 47, what are we accomplishing, they ask. Here is this man performing many miraculous signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and then the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation.
然后再看这个路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23.
在十三节的地方。
Verse 13.
二十三章十三节。比拉多传奇的祭司长和官府并百姓就对他们说，你们解这个人到我这里，说他是诱惑百姓的。
Verse 13, Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, you brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion.
我们再看马太福音第二十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
巡抚原知道他们是因为嫉妒才把他解来了。
For he knew it was out of envy that they handed Jesus over to him.
这些几句很简单的话，这里面就给我们看到一个很复杂的这个情形。
And I think this few simple verses actually capture something that's quite complex.
就是说这些领袖们觉得耶稣对他是一个威胁。
These religious leaders feel that Jesus is a threat to them.
当你开始给人感觉到你对原有的 status quo 或者是原有的是一个威胁的时候，
When people feel that you are a threat to status quo,
不管你在好的东西，
Whether you are trying to give good things,
你首先一定会被拒绝的。
I think you will first be rejected.
可能你对你的上司是一个威胁。
Perhaps you're a threat to your boss.
可能你对你的那个同党是一个不舒服的一个开始是一个不舒服的一个情况。
Perhaps you have discomfort among your peers.
因为人性是这样的。
Because it's what human nature is like.
没有人要觉得他是被受到威胁的。
People do not like to be threatened.
因为如果我能够继续享有，特别是我是享有我的这个好处，享有我现在的地位。
And certainly if I can continue to enjoy what I have, the status that I have.
如果你所说的，你所带来的改变，我会失去，我会被影响的话，我为什么要听你？
And if the changes you're about to bring on will impact my lifestyle, what I have, why should I listen to you?
那些搞 system analyst 的，那些搞这个 restructuring 的这些人呢，常常会碰到这样的这个事情。
I think people who are responsible for restructuring companies, they certainly face this quite often.
那些被你去动到要影响他人都不会给好，不会喜欢你的。
People who will be impacted by what you're trying to do, they will not like you.
耶稣就是碰上这样的一个事情。
I think Jesus has certainly run into this here.
而且是出自于他自己的宗教领袖。
And it's coming from his own religious leaders.
但是从另外一方面，他们这样子怀疑耶稣也有一些理由的。
And, but certainly, I think from another perspective, there are reasons as to why they are suspicious of Jesus.
我们不要受教会传统的教导的影响。
And let's not be influenced by traditional teachings of the church.
请原谅我这样讲。
Let's forgive me for saying this.
当我们一听到法利赛人，我们听到这个大祭司，我们就是可以 condemn 他们。No, please.
Yes, let's not be too negative on the Pharisees or the priests.
你从他们的角度，他们有他们的一些的顾虑。
Let's look at it from their angle. I think they have their own issues as well.
当然，他们也有他们自私的心。
And certainly they have their own selfish interests.
刚才说，比拉多说你们是妒忌。
And like Pilate had said that they did it out of envy.
他们妒忌什么呢？
What are they envy or jealous of?
他们怕什么呢？
What are they afraid of?
他们怕说，他说这个人呢，越来越多人跟他相信他了。
And they are afraid that as Jesus becomes more popular and more people follow him.
因为在他身上，他做了一些很特别的事情。
Because he had done certain miraculous things himself.
然后他开始讲一些话， 很影响人的。
And certainly he started to say things that influence people.
那么现在是在耶路撒冷是过节期的日子。
And this is during the time of the feast in Jerusalem.
很多犹太人都来。
A lot of Jews would come to Jerusalem.
那么当时犹太人是被罗马人管的。
And back then the Jews were under the Roman rule.
那么在这里耶稣所说的字跟所说的这些话有一些很敏感的课题。
And certainly I think Jesus touched on some sensitive topics in his speeches.
关于就是我们民族的复兴，我们的这个就是上帝呢，要我呢来召集你们。
And it's about the resurrection of Israel, and that Jesus was sent to actually try to bring the people together.
这些都是很敏感、很复杂的事情。
And this is certainly very sensitive and quite complex.
可能你所碰到的没有那么复杂。
Perhaps what you run into is not nearly as complex.
那么这个为什么这么敏感
？But why is it so sensitive?
这些大祭司们怕什么呢？
So why are the priests afraid of?
他们怕说你可能又是另外一个假的。
They're afraid that perhaps Jesus is another fake.
因为在耶稣之前有类似的事情发生。
Because there are people, there are fakes ahead of Jesus' time.
总是有人说我是上帝派我来的。
Because there are always people who said I was sent by God.
然后他们引起一些的这个纷乱。
And they actually started some riots.
那么罗马人呢？一碰到这种事情呢，他们是不会给机会你的。
And I think Romans, when they come into situations like this, they will not give you an opportunity to start.
他们通常就是派军队来，就是镇压。
And they'll send armies down to oppress.
一定是把这个平息掉的。
And they just want to get rid of these people.
所以刚才你在这个约翰福音十一章那边，他说，罗马人如果又来，这样我们又会受到这个伤害。
I think we can see from John chapter 11, the way it says, if the Romans come again, the church leaders, the religious leaders will be hurt again.
我们怎么知道你是真的呢？
How do we know that you are for real?
可能你是自己说的。
Perhaps you are what you say.
所以在约翰福音，你就会看到他们一直问耶稣：“你凭什么？你的权柄在哪里？你怎么证明你是上帝派来的？”
I think we see throughout the Gospel of John, they kept questioning where Jesus got his authority, where he comes from.
所以他们一直这个挑战耶稣的这个根据，挑战耶稣的这个权威是在这里。
And I think there's a reason why they kept challenging Jesus' authority.
所以，如果耶稣又是另外一个搞事情的人
，and if Jesus is just with another troublemaker，
现在很好嘛，我们做宗教领袖，我们很好。
Actually, it's quite good to be a religious leader.
当一切都是这样，都很好嘛。
When the status quo is good for us，
你这个从加利利来的一个这样的一个不知道是谁的，也不能够证明你是很特别的。
And for somebody who is a nobody who comes from Galilee，
我们不可以给你搞的。
We'll not give you an opportunity to start。
你是谁
？Who are you？
我们怎么可以让你在公司里面这样做呢
？How could we let this let you do this within the company？
我为什么要听你的意见？为什么要听你的想法呢
？Why should I listen to your opinion or what you think？
我们现在这样也差不多吗？每日子每天也照过吗？更何况呢？这样的日子里面我照样拿薪水，我照样呢有我的好处。
And certainly, I think the times are good. I just keep getting my pay, and things are good as they are.
你的意见，你的所谓改变，我不知道成功不成功。
I don't know how successful your suggestions or your changes would be.
万一不成功的话，我原来的也失去了，怎么办
？Then, but if you are not successful, what if I lose everything that I have?
我想这个是很自然的，我们都在碰这样的事情。
I think it's certainly very natural that we'll run into this every day.
最高从国家
starts from the countries.
要不要改变一种制度？
Whether they want to change certain policies,
最低到我们个人
or perhaps down to the individual level,
甚至就在我们家里面
or perhaps within our families.
要不说从明天开始，我们家人就不要这样哦，我们要那样。
Perhaps we just start doing this tomorrow and not this way.
这些所谓的你提出来的这个所谓，你说我们不要像现在这样。
Perhaps some of the suggestions where you say let's not do this way,
都会被。排挤都会被压制，甚至呢是不被接受。
It will not be it will be rejected. It will not be accepted.
耶稣怎么办
？So what is Jesus to do?
你怎么办
？What would you do?
你要杀一条血路出来。
You have to clear a path for yourself.
你要这个告革命。
You will start a revolution.
还是你就发牢骚，然后就算了
？Or you just grumble and just kind of back off.
你打算怎么样
？What do you plan to do？
我们看耶稣怎么样
？Let's see what Jesus did。
耶稣没有放弃。
Jesus did not give up。
他继续不断的， 还是解释，而且不断地把他自己 要所说所做的一直不断地这个表达出来。
He certainly continued to express himself and to trying to tell people what he's trying to achieve.
而他也有挑战对方的偏见，也有挑战，也有把对方的错误讲出来的。
And he certainly challenged the others' biases.And pointed out their problems.
就是刚刚我开始说的，在这个第七章，这个二十一节到二十三节这经文里面。
And it's described in John chapter 7, verse 21 to 23.
他没有静静的，或者是没有很委屈的，在那边说你们这些人就是这样的。
He did not just sit there moping and say this is the way you are.
他有挑战他们。
He challenged them.
他有把他们的问题指出来。
And he pointed out the issues.
他说你们呢不公平的。
He said you are not fair.
什么事情呢？
What is it?
他说，你们说我在安息日，我破坏安息日，你们其实也有破坏安息日的。
He said you disrupt Sabbath day, but actually you guys do the same.
那么安息日是一个很重要的，对犹太人来说。
To the Jews, Sabbath day is very important.
但是还有一件事情更重要。
But something else is perhaps more important.
就是割礼的事情。
The issue of circumcision.
所以如果一个孩子如果他出世之后刚好他那一天要割礼是刚好是碰到安息日。
Perhaps the child is born and the day that he was supposed to be circumcised happens to fall on Sabbath.
耶稣说你们呢有替他行割礼。
Jesus says you guys actually carry out the ceremony.
因为你们认为这个呢比安息日更重要所以呢可以呢盖过安息日。
Because you guys regard circumcision as more important than Sabbath and therefore you guys let that override Sabbath.
这样我在安息日救人的命
，But if, when I try to save someone on Sabbath，
而救人的命也是很比什么都重要的。
But perhaps saving someone is more important than anything else。
那你说我不可以呢破坏安息日
？But you say I cannot disrupt Sabbath。
你们不一致
，You guys are not being consistent。
那么你们可以做，我不可以做，因为你觉得我是什么？
You guys can do this, but I can't because you guys do not take me seriously.
耶稣有把他们的问题指出来的。
Jesus pointed out their problem.
耶稣没有就这样很委屈的就走了。
He did not just walk away dejected.
但是另外一方面，他也没有指出他们的错误是要去这个挑战，或者说是要去这个伤害他们。
But he did not point us out to challenge or to hurt them.
他也不是你不既然不接受我，我就抓你的毛病来讲你。
It's just not that because they rejected him that they were trying to get back at them.
那甚至呢，把你的名声弄黑掉。
Or perhaps to just destroy your reputation.
耶稣没有这样做。
Jesus did not do this.
耶稣指出他们的问题是成为他们的帮助。
Jesus pointed out the problem to try to help them.
那么其实在这里，如果我们再看深一点。
If you look at this at a deeper level,
这里面有一个很可惜的一种的冲突，一种矛盾。
And there's certainly a contradiction here that's quite sad.
你发现到说大家都用好的事情呢，用一个好的事情呢去拒绝另外一个好的事情。
We're actually using something that's good to reject something that's better.
犹太人很认真的要守安息日是好的。
It's actually good that the Jews wanted to abide by the Sabbath.
那么因为要持守上帝给他们的这个这么重要的这样一件事情
，because they are trying to follow what God has given or asked them to do，
不知不觉没有想到，他们却拒绝了上帝给他们同样一个很好的、特殊的这样一个生命——耶稣。
Unknowingly, I think they using this, they actually rejected what God had wanted to give them the special life in Jesus.
这里提醒我们。
This kind of remind us.
可能我们在现实生活的里面
，in our daily lives，
我们是要把好的东西也带来的。
We are trying to bring good things.
但是会不会有时候我们把用好的东西去拒绝好的东西
？Perhaps sometimes we are using good things to reject some things that could be even better.
或者我们把两个好的东西放在一个冲突的这样的一个对立面里面
？Or perhaps we're putting two good things in conflict with one another.
结果你发现到说是大家都输了。
And you find that we're actually in a lose-lose situation here.
我们要真的是来好好的。来处理这样的一个情形。
I think we have to handle this carefully and seriously.
耶稣没有呢去把他们打下去。
Jesus did not attack them or bring them down.
因为耶稣本来就是要带一个好的东西来的。
Because Jesus was trying to bring good things through.
他被拒绝了。
He was rejected.
他不被这个认真的这个来对待。
He was not being taken seriously.
但是他没有这个就退出了。
But he did not just walk away or back off.
他一直坚持走到底。
He insisted on going through to the end.
当然我们知道他甚至是用命来把他自己要坚持的东西做出来。
But certainly we saw that he used his life, he sacrificed his life to see this through.
我想在这里可能也是要提醒我们。
I think sometimes we have to remind ourselves.
我们是在推销什么？
What are we trying to sell?
我们要做些什么？
What are we trying to do?
我们是为我们自己做的。
Are we doing this for ourselves?
还是我们真的是为做一个好的，我们来要分享的？
Are we trying to actually do this for something better or good?
而当我们碰到被拒绝，或者是被不被接受，或者说不被欣赏，或者是还不懂得大家被这个来了解的时候
，We run into a situation of being recognized or being recognized or being accepted.
你打算怎么样
？What are you going to do?
你要这个发牢骚，还是你要用恶劣的态度来去反击？
Are you going to grumble or use a negative attitude to try to retaliate?
还是你说我放弃
？Or you say I just give up?
我想今天我们看耶稣的这个样的榜样。
I think we saw the example that Jesus has set for us this morning.
你再把你自己放在耶稣的这样的一个环境里面。
Now, let's put ourselves in Jesus' shoes.
也同时不要忘记看，一直看到耶，一直看住耶稣，他怎么样反应。
And let's not forget or look at how Jesus kept the way he responded.
希望说这个成为你跟我的这个帮助。
And let's hope that this will help you and me.
可能你现在的这个生活环境里面也被这样的事情来困扰你。
Perhaps you're actually facing similar situations in your daily lives today.
你打算去整容吗？
Do you want to just go for plastic surgery?
那你打算去包装自己吗？
Or do you just want to package yourself differently?
或者你打算用尽什么方法，所以人家会听你？
Or do you try to use different tactics to try to get people on your side?
而当你这样做的过程的时候
，But in the process of doing this,
你有没有改变你自己？
Did you change yourself?
你有没有好像只是为了得到对方的这个认同，然后你说一些不是本来是你的
？Perhaps you were trying to get someone's acceptance. You actually said something that actually you do not believe in.
还是你像你看到耶稣，他还是呢坚持他自己的
？But you saw that Jesus insisted on being himself.
但是他怎么坚持的
？But how did he persist or insist on being himself?
这个会不会是你考虑的方式
？This is something that you would consider for yourself.
而你觉得说上帝会在这样的一个情况里面帮助你吗
？That God will actually help you in a situation like this.
因为他曾经也有这样的经验。
Because Jesus actually experienced this himself.
你向他祷告的时候，他明白你的心情的。
I think when you pray, he will understand how you feel.
所以你说你应该怎么样子
？So you say, what should you do about this yourself?
所以从这样的一个情形来看
from this incident,
我对于今天这样的一个事情
the way I look at this incident,
我有几个想法
a few observations or thoughts,
来定这个题目
to try to frame this theme,
一个是坦诚
one is being earnest,
一个是你就做回你自己
the second perhaps is just being yourself,
那么你打算用哪一个
How do you decide to go about this?
怎么样能够来表达这样的一种的这个经验，这样的一个体会
？How would you actually try to express this experience that you have just heard?
而这样的事情，上帝也在其中。
And when God is actually has experiences and been through this himself,
希望主帮助我们走过这样一个困难的一个环境跟这样一个阶段。
I hope that God will help us to go through this difficult part of the journey.
你祷告的那一位主耶稣
the Jesus whom we pray to,
他也曾经经验过
He personally experienced this himself.
我们今天很多人都在经验
I'm sure a lot of us are experiencing similar things today.
希望呢你从神那里得到这个帮助
I hope that you will get help from God through this.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray.
阿爸天父，我们感谢你。我们在地上所要经过、所要碰过的事，你自己的爱子都曾经体会过。因此，你能够明白，你也能够体验，你能够了解我们的心情。让我们这时候向你仰望、向你祷告的时候，让主耶稣成为我们的帮助。成为我们的激励，成为我们的安慰。 我们不傲慢，我们也不偏见，我们也不这个委屈，求你让我们能够像主耶稣一样走过经过，把整件事情做好。你帮助我们，你加添力量给我们，祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。